with the pulse, and we're taking Jim Graham's pulse. Jim, you work for which council right now?
I work for the Western Colorado Council right at the moment.
At the moment. Now, we'll come into that in just a second.
And what city is that based out of?
Out of Grand Junction, Colorado.
Okay, cool.
And how long have you been in the position that you hold right now, Jim?
The current position that I have, I've been in a little over a year.
Okay. And we'll get to your fast track here in just a second. But I met Jim at one of our trainings, our professional trainings, and we got to be kind of fast friends. And he's a great guy, a perfect professional, really is. He carries himself really well, and he's a great guy to know in the profession. But anyway, Jim's done something that is extremely unusual, I guess, and he's been very successful at it. But Jim, can you kind of describe what I'm talking about there just for a minute?
Sure, Ian. The cool thing that we did is we basically started the camp from scratch. It's a brand new concept that nobody has ever tried before in the Boy Scouts. Basically, it's a why not concept, concierge kind of thing. And we call it the Western Colorado Adventure Network when we started. It is now the Steve Fawcett Spirit of Adventure Ranch, which is a really cool, a really big draw. I'll talk about that in a second. But basically, from concept to execution was 18 months. And what we did is we went out and we figured out, okay, we're really good at running a program, but we really stink at property management. You know, it's one of those things with our geography, it's hard to do. So we thought, well, why not go out and find somebody who's really good at property management,
yeah,
let them do what they do, and we do what we do. And it was a match made in heaven. We found a camp out here in Dotsero, which is just outside of Eagle, beautiful, beautiful piece of Colorado. And it's formerly called the Anderson Camps. And it was just, like I said, it was a match. The owner really wanted to get back into camping. However, he didn't want to spend the time on the program development, whereas we did the program development and let them worry about the property.
Sure, sure. No, and that's something that's, you know, when you were talking about it in class, I thought, what a unique approach. You know, and really, the cornerstone of what we do, one of the big cornerstones of what we do is camping. So for you guys, right, not to have your own camp, it was kind of a foreign concept for us because we've had our own camp for a while. Mm-hmm. But to start one from scratch, I was really intrigued by how that happened. So you needed to team up with somebody. That was really the big, yeah, you couldn't have done it without them. So what was it?
Absolutely.
What did you have to... Did you lease the property for that 6 or 8 weeks, or how did that work?
Well, what ended up happening is we actually went into a short-term 5-year lease with the guy, with the camp itself. And they're putting in some capital improvements. We're making some improvements. We're providing the staffing. And the really, really cool thing about this, Ian, is it doesn't stop with that partnership with the property and us. We go outside of the boundaries of that. We go into the high adventure piece. So, you know, Colorado, beautiful, beautiful place. You know, we've got the rivers, we've got the mountains, we've got all kinds of stuff that people come up here to do that they can't do anywhere else.
Right.
So we figured, you know, let's put a draw in and do the high adventure for everyone is what we like to call it. So 11-year-old through 21, we've got a high adventure program for you. And the cool thing is we've got experts that provide that program. So we've gone out and we contracted with local experts, local river guides, fishing guides, hiking guides, etc., that are offering these programs, and all we're doing is getting them people to do the programs with. So that's a huge, huge thing. It's really, really cool. It allows us to do the customizable aspect. You know, say you're a troop out of Houston, Texas. You want to come up and do a fly fishing for a week. You want to come stay with us. We can do that. We can provide you the place. You know, you come up and you stay in one of our 20-foot teepees that we have. By the way, we're the only camp in the nation that has that. 20-foot teepees.
Is it, you're the only one that has teepees or the 20-foot teepees?
But, you know, what's that?
You're the only one that has teepees or 20-foot teepees?
We're the only one that has teepees that we offer campers to stay in. You know, we the bland old four-sided canvas tents. No,
right.
No. You come to Soar and you get to stay in a teepee, baby. All good.
Well, that was one of the things that I knew, because when you're starting something like that, you really want to focus in and do the small things really well. So you think you shoot for the moon, but you really want to do the, you know, the 2, 3, 4, 5 things that you really want to do and put them on really well. So what were those things that you guys really did well this summer?
Well, I think it was the merit badge program, and then the fact that we brought in a new program that I don't think anybody's done before. We brought in these giant what do you want to call them? Bubble soccer balls. Look that up on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
brought those in, and people had an absolute blast. And we offered a top notch merit badge program. We were able to offer great food, and that was a big draw. Is we didn't scrounge on the, you know, we didn't skimp on that food.
Right.
We made sure that they had the absolute best food that they could have. This year it's going to be even better than it was last year. But, you know, we put together the program, we put together the food draw. Those were the two things we really, really concentrated on.
Yeah.
And then everything just kind of seemed to work itself out.
So how many did you guys have, do you know, I'm sure you do, how many troops did you guys have throughout your camp season?
Total troops, we had 12 troops for a total of 287 people that came in. We had one group from out of our council, the rest of them were in council. And this year we've already signed up 2 units from out of council. We've got a third looking at us, and I don't even have any units in council. So you guys in Aloha, come on down. We got room for
you. Hey, we'll send something. You guys, we'll put a link to this podcast, and we'll put it in there so they can view it. Because I know we'll have troops
Absolutely.
That'd be interested. I know we would.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like I said, it's probably the first of many that's going to happen. I can see this as a pilot program. A lot of people were very, very interested in what we were doing,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we were so successful so quickly was huge.
Yeah. Yep, no, and that's another part of what this interview is all about. You recently had a little success of your own and because of this, and I think it's not a direct result of this one thing. I think it's really an accumulation of all the things you've done there in that council, but this really just was the icing on the cake, and you've reaped the benefits here, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I have, actually, and my wife's very happy with that fact. I've just got a promotion into the Denver Area Council, so we're getting ready to move to the big city out of the sticks, you know, and get some things going there. Really excited to take on the district director position, move into that management piece, and who knows, Ian, one day you could work for me.
Well, that's the plan. That's why we're interviewing you right now.
Yeah, yeah. I have a good friend out in the Denver Council, so...
Oh yeah.
So of course we want to come out and talk with you.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So now
come
you
on out and visit anytime.
You're moving up. Who's going to take over the camp? Who's going to watch the baby?
Well, right now the nice thing is the scout executive here, Mark Schweitzer. He had a really big hand in the whole thing. It was really his baby, his idea, and I just helped bring it to fruition.
Sure.
You know, Mark's going to keep a handle on that. But the cool thing is we're turning this over to our volunteers. We have a COPC, our Council Outdoor and Programs Committee, that we've just formed, and they are on fire, rocking and rolling, and ready to go. We've already got our camp director identified, our program director identified, and they're just going with it.
Awesome.
So I feel really, really comfortable with leaving it. I'm not so sure my boss does, but you know how that goes. But seriously, Mark has done a tremendous job with this, and I think that he's got nothing but success ahead of him in this camping venture, especially if we get some of you Aloha guys down here and tell everybody how it is, and you know, shameless plugs here.
That's what it's all about.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a good summer, and these guys here, I think they've got a really good handle on it. The other two district executives are willing to help out, and they're just as much in love with it as I am.
Good deal. Cool. Well, hey, Jim, we are going to, we've got 3 questions that we ask all of our interviewees. And we're going to get to that portion of our podcast now. So are you ready?
You got it.
They're not very difficult.
our first question, what is your favorite current TV show?
Oh, current TV show, my favorite? That's got to be that new show, Scorpion.
What is that?
My wife and I really like
that. I've heard of the show.
So have I. Who's in that or what channel is it?
Oh, well, I can't really tell you who's in it because I don't recognize any of them, but it's about a group of 5 geniuses who are working for the government to help curtail any major issues, so, you know, kind of thing like that.
Is it on CBS?
Really big thriller. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yep.
It is. It's on, Yeah, and believe it or not, it's actually taken the place of NCIS as our favorite, so don't tell my wife I said that.
Well, hey, here's our second question, Jim. If you could have your dream job, besides the one that you have or the one that you're about to have, what would it be?
Oh, man.
Anything.
That's a loaded question. And, you know what it was when we were down at PDL3, what my dream job was. But, you know, I think it's changed since. I'm actually excited about the career path that I'm taking right now and going into the management. And I may want to stick with being a scout executive. I may want to go the way of an area director. I'm not sure. But one day I would like to be able to really have a management position where I'm able to make a bigger difference than I'm able to make right now.
Sure. Oh, you will. I know you will.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yep. Hey, okay, so our last question is, if you could meet anyone, alive, dead, fictional, who would you meet and what would you eat?
Ooh, well, I would have to say Ronald Reagan would be the person that I would want to meet.
Ronald Reagan? The actor?
Yeah. Well, either the actor or the president. What would I eat with him? Probably spaghetti.
Yeah?
I think that would be fun, have spaghetti and meatballs with a guy.
Would you make it, or?
If I wanted him to live, probably not.
So what intrigues you about Reagan?
You know, I like the fact that he was a no-nonsense kind of guy. What he said is what he did. And the biggest thing I can remember, you guys might be a little too young because I got you out-aged, but I remember watching him talking, and I remember the whole bring down this wall speech. You know, and I thought to myself right there, that's the kind of guy I want to be when I grow up. I want to be a guy who's no-nonsense and get the job done.
Yeah. Cool. Well, Jim, hey.
Well, really quick, the one thing I wanted to ask, and I forgot about it while we were talking, you said that the base is now named after Steve Fawcett.
Uh-huh.
And so, just really quick, do you know where that came from? Like, what was the decision process there? Or?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you guys know Steve Fawcett, the adventurer, right? Well, his wife, Peggy, actually has a home here in our council.
Oh, cool.
Up in the Vale area. And when Steve went missing and was finally pronounced dead, one of our units went and did the flag ceremony for his memorial service. Now, that unit, the scoutmaster at the time, is now our VP of program.
Wow.
Who took on himself to go and ask her, you know, for this money. And Ian knows that whole story because I talked about it at PDL3. Yep. You know, we asked for a big amount and we thought the worst she could say was no. And all of a sudden, here we go. We're $150,000 with a challenge grant, and she got the naming rights for the camp, and we thought it's wonderful. It's taken off, and you should just, oh my gosh, you guys need to come and see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was able to meet Steve Fawcett at the 2005 Jamboree. And,
oh, wow.
And really, he's someone who I remember the time where he was missing and they were looking for him, and then they finally had found him. I remember being so in tuned to that story. Not only was it someone I met, but, I mean, he was just, he's an awesome, awesome person, and just an awesome story, and that was, like, a sad time. But when you said it was the name never Steve Foss, I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a heck of a legacy to leave for the guy, and hopefully we can do it
So when do you start your new position?
2 weeks, November 3rd.
And pretty excited, a little nervous?
Yes and yes.
I would be too. I would be too. So how many people will you be managing? One, two?
Well, I'll be managing one person. I'll have a district executive underneath me, and we will be in charge of the entire city and county of Denver.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big task.
Well, you know, Mile High Comics, the world's largest comic book store, is in Denver. So just think of that as a perk.
There you go. And I'll tell you what, how about you and I schedule a lunch there someday?
No problem.
Done.
It's a 10-hour drive. We can do it in an evening.
Hey, works for me.
Hey, well, thank you, brother.
Jim, always a pleasure. Stay in touch. Don't forget the little people, okay? I'm still out here.
Absolutely. I got you, buddy. I got your number. Andy, it was great to meet you. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one. We'll see you, Jim.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.